Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Welcome tonight. What I want to do, because this topic is all about fight or flight, I want us to kind of take a moment. Oh, first let me introduce myself. I am Sandy Bird. This is the Emotional Elevator, and you're listening to me or watching me on Inspire Choices Network. But what I want you to do is kind of get focused for the moment. Let's take a moment to kind of breathe in. One of the best ones is that deep belly breathing. So put a hand on your chest, put a hand on your stomach, and just breathe deep. And hold it for a moment, and then just, Then we're going to do that two more times. Hold it. Making sure we're breathing deep into that belly. Hold it. See, I wanted to start out kind of relaxing ourselves, because tonight, talking about fight or flight, I'm going to admit something, that every time before I start my show, I'm always in that. And tonight's show, I'm not going to go into the chemical, the hypothalamus, the parasympathetic, because as a coach, I don't necessarily spend an hour telling you all the chemicals. It affects your heart, your liver, your body, blah, 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 blah. It can create pain. That's not, as a coach, you don't want if you want the scientific facts, it's what a doctor or scientist is about. What I do is I coach people on their fight or flight responses. And so, like, I want to say, ground yourself, because a lot of times I come on at 7 o'clock. My husband used to come home later, so I always wanted to do dinner with him, so I was always rushing. So when I came on here, I always felt sometimes like I was very already aggressive, agitated. I was already in that fight mode, like I'm fighting for people, I'm fighting to have an audience, I'm fighting for stuff. I don't even need to do that anymore, because those who are listening to me and those that reach out to me and the people that know me, they know me. And I want you to know the person that does not deal in the fight or flight, like I've spent most of my life in that fight or flight. And I'm going to give you techniques as we talk tonight about how to kind of bring yourself back down. But it's kind of ironic that I chose this topic. This was a topic I chose a month ago because of some things that were happening again in my life, and I felt I was engaging in the fight or flight, and I'm going to get into that. And when I take Kundalini every Wednesday, and she also, this is her theme for the month. So it was kind of, I was like, oh my gosh, that's what my theme is for me, and that's what her theme is for me. And today, something she said, really, I want people to understand, when we think of fight or flight, we think it has to be a trauma response of something that happened with the big T's, like being raped, being molested, being very traumatized. Not necessarily. So a couple of topics that I thought about was when we are children, because we don't have the emotional backing. And as a parent, we sometimes don't have the emotional backing, or as a grandparent, we don't have the emotional capabilities to handle sometimes situations that we're not accustomed to. So think about the child, and I know we've all witnessed this, and they're in the grocery store, or you're in a store, you're somewhere, and they come up and they're so excited and they want to talk to you. And then all of a sudden, a parent, someone, don't bother them. That can be traumatic to that child. So I want you to think about that. If you are a parent or a grandparent and you have a young child and they are a very intuitive child, or a very impressive child, or a very imaginative child, when we right away cut them off, they are getting those chemical with their hypothalamus and everything, and they are creating that in them. So when you think about that, Think about that child right now that we've all, if you haven't seen that or witnessed it, then maybe settle yourself down a little bit to recognize. But there's always that little kid in that comes around in a grocery store, or you can be at a festival, or you can be somewhere just out. And the child comes up, and sometimes they come up and they might grab you, like, or they might just be in a cart and they walk by and they're like, and you're like, and then the parent's like, stop bothering them. And you feel the agitation with the parent, or it's like stranger danger type effect with them, where they don't get to learn why, as a parent, we're stopping them from doing that. Because when they're like two, three, they don't understand about that. They don't understand. And also sometimes when we over talk about stranger danger and stuff to younger children, they're already in this fight or flight mode. Because what we're doing is we're all of a sudden we're taking a response that they don't quite understand, because they're not emotionally competent to handle why you're telling them not to bother somebody, stop doing that, or whatever. And now they are already having that chemical reaction in their body. So think about that the next time, or if you're a parent or a grandparent, or the next time you're in a store and somebody is really trying to talk to you. It doesn't even have to be a kid. It can be someone with a disability that is very anxious to talk to you. Allow them that moment. Allow them that space. Allow yourself to take the moment to be grateful that they are able to be that way. Because, like I say, a lot of people really, when we talk about fight or flight, either has to do with a painful event, a traumatic event, but it can be as simple as what I just explained. That child in the store that is so excited to see everybody and out in the world, and I'm Sally, who? And they want to have this conversation, and then someone shuts them down or doesn't even react with them. They're now being put into a fight, flight, fawn, freeze mode. So that's what I kind of want to explain tonight, is it can start off like that, or not even out in public. Think about all the times when we're sitting there, maybe even as a child, and we're imagining our life, and oh, I'm going to have this mansion, and I'm going to have this great car, and I'm going to have all these things. And then your parent goes, you're never going to have that. Stop being so imaginative, or stop being so like that. We also are doing the same things. We're creating a fight or flight, fawn, freeze, but we're creating that within the child too, that they can't imagine big. They can't imagine that. And they end up with that chemical reaction, because that is what the fight or flight is. There becomes such a chemical reaction in the body. And of course, I like using my hands when I talk about this. But that's why I wanted to ground you when we started this. And to also kind of give you a little backstory of me the last 2 days, I came home yesterday with a severe stomach bug. And if anyone was around me yesterday, I apologize. Yes, I was suffering from a stomach bug. That's why I said I need to go to the restroom. But, and here or there, sorry, too much TMI. So today, around noon, one, I was up. I was doing things. I was like, oh, I need to take a nap. I'm so tired. I should just tell them to replay. So I was in that mode of fight or flight. I was actually in the mode of flight, that, oh, what if I've got a, what if my stomach starts acting up and I'm on live TV, and oh my gosh, like my head is already, and the whole chemical imbalance is coming forward for me. But then I was like, you know what? It's 1 hour and I'll be okay. I will be okay. Because what had happened was yesterday, I had very deep moments with it. But then today, I was like, you know what? I'm getting up. I'm not, it's 24 hours. I'm just going to keep it at that 24 hours. But That's also fight or flight when it comes to something medical or painful, where we're right away, whenever we're sick or we don't feel well, we go into the, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? We almost go into the flight mode, like, oh, I can't be around anybody. Or we go in the fight mode, oh, I got to fight this off because I have this big event tomorrow and I can't be sick. Because I did have an event last night. I had a pretty big event last night that I really had to reach out and say, I absolutely cannot make it. And I realized I was okay. But old Sandy, that would have really taken me back. But it didn't, because I right away today woke up. And here's another little key exercise to do for yourself if you realize that you're in this state of fight or flight, that your chemicals are always reacting, is you start having the conversations. And it's something I tell people all the time, like mirror, mirror, have the conversations with yourself in the mirror. If you can't have it in the mirror, just have a conversation with yourself. Kind of slow yourself down. I'm fine. I'm Sandy. I'm fine. I have no reason to think about this. I have no reason to dwell on this. I will be fine. And then sometimes I can, I tell and I talk to my clients about this, is having those moments where you just say, it's okay for me to take a step back. It's okay for me to take this moment. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And I realize as now I decide I'm not going to rush a dinner with my husband and try to rush coming on here, it's actually helped me in the sense of, already rushing and aggravated and already having the chemicals going, that now I can relax. Come on here, take 5 minutes before I'm on my show, sit here, plant my feet on the ground, and take a breath. And that's what this is about, is it's about taking that moment to take a breath with yourself and just saying, I am fine. And if you have to tell yourself every day, I am safe. Because that is one of the key words that sometimes we don't want to tell ourselves. And if we have fight or flight because of pain, it's sometimes, oh gosh, this pain. No. I am healthy. I'm alive. Because sometimes when we talk about fight or flight, we don't think about that pain. When we've been into maybe a car accident, there's not only the traumatic response from that, there is also maybe a pain that comes up. So it gets that chemical going in the hypothalamus, the parasympathetic, the heart, the liver. Your whole body is reacting to it. And then we tense up. Because that's what we do when we're in fight or flight. We tense up. How does it feel just to sit here and tense your body? So that's what we're going to do. Just take this moment, tense your whole body out and breathe in. Tense it all up and then just let it go. How great does it feel just to let it go? And how relaxing. And how we can just heal ourselves. Being that I am 55 years old, and yes, I do tend to be around people that are my age. Now it's a lot younger because I'm willing to do these challenging things and I don't live in the fight or flight like I used to. But when I'm around people who are my age and I'm always watching them and they're always so tense and I'm like, what has got you so tense? Just take a moment, breathe. Just breathe. And why are you feeling that? Why do you feel those moments of, I've got to fight or I've got to flight? And what is fight? Why did we start fighting? Why did that become part of us? Where we just feel like we need to always fight something, fight air. This was a An example this morning was, think about this. Road rage has become, oh my gosh, road rage. If you drive every day, I don't care if you drive 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes a day, if you do not experience in a week road rage, I wish we didn't. I honest wish we didn't. But I think sometimes we experience too much. Just think if we all sat in our car for a moment and just went, I'm going to get to work when I get to work. Because if we could all just calm that down, it would be so much greater. And if someone does cut you off, if you can, instead of leaning over, doing sometimes what we do and get aggravated and drive up on them or flick them off or just send them peace, say, oh, I'm sending this out to you to relax. Because, yes, this is easier said than done because I lived 50 years in the fight or flight. I lived 50 years in fight or flight. And now I'm learning how to live life not in fight or flight. I don't get agitated. I don't want to fight everybody. And I also don't want to fly away from everything. I don't want to just, oh, I'm going to go. I can embrace it. I can challenge it. And I can bring myself back. Because that's what it's all about once you can recognize and how you can start working on that chemical reaction that goes from your body. Because that's why we do have, and then I'm going to go to a break. That's why we do have a lot of pain in our back and our hips and everything, because we deal with a lot of tension. And when we tense up, where do we tense up the most? In our back, in our neck. We tense up our fists, but when we hold up our arm, we're tensing up our upper back. And then if you think of it, when you're grounding yourself really hard in the ground and you're tensing yourself up, that's your back, that's your lower back. So just let it all go. So we are going to go on our first break. And while we're on our first break, think about it. What steps can you start taking to work on the fight or flight whenever you feel the need to fight or the need to fly or flight? So we are going to go on a break, but think about that. And you are listening to me. I am Sandy Berg. This is Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. And I would love for you to join me in the chat room on my show and have conversations because this is interactive and we can have conversations about fight or flight. Or if you ever do listen to me, or when you do listen to me, if you ever do, I know you listen to me because you have reached out. We continue to reach out to me and say, I want to understand better how I can work on my fight or flight. You can reach me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com or on my personal business email, which is sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Reach out to me on my website. Sandy Bird, it is going through a transition. Things are going to change. You might see it one way now, but change. I do 30-minute calls free of charge. Get on the call with me. Let's have a conversation about this. So we are going to go on our first break. But stay tuned because I'm going to keep going into fight or flight and how to calm yourself down when you're in this fight or flight mode.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspire Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. I have been talking tonight about fight or flight. Of course, I am Sandy Bird. This is Emotional Elevator, and you are watching me or listening to me on Inspired Choices Network. And fight or flight is something that builds up in us over time. So for me, I had a lot of flight. I also had a lot of fight in me, fawn, freeze, all of them. And the other topics are next week's show. But it's what did I do and what do I teach other people to do to start elevating themselves when we are in the fight or flight? It's about taking the moment to just ground yourself. And people are like, I don't understand what that grounding is. Just sit in a chair, put your feet on the floor, don't have shoes on or anything like that, and just breathe. Do the deep belly breathe and just think about it. Because when you're in fight or flight, and this is something that is proven, and next time you're in it, if you just take a moment to slow yourself down and think about your breathing and exhale, you're not in fight or flight anymore, because you have decompressed or dechemicalized, not even sure if that's a word, but you have slowed down the process of the fight or flight. And right now, there is a lot going on in the world. And a lot of people are in that fight or flight. I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to just escape. Or they're in, I've got to fight. And sometimes it does not mean with your fist, but when we think of fighting, oh, I've got to do something. We tense up, and you've got to be able to say, okay, so I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm going to speak about this because it's very upsetting to me. I never did that. I was the one who said, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let them badger me. I'm going to let them do whatever they want. But then I got to the point where, no, I've got to stand up for myself. But once I do it, I do something to ground myself. I take a moment to say, okay, I got it out of me. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm fine. And I'm going to be okay. And a lot of times I talk to myself, Sandy, we are fine, we are safe, we are okay, because it's okay to fight, it's okay to fly, it's okay to be in the fight or flight, especially when it's danger, because it's a fear. Should have probably started out with that in the first part of the show, is it's all fear-based. So as I gave you examples of the child in the store that's talking to everybody, and the parent says, stop bothering everybody, please don't talk to everybody, and is really taking them, they're putting their own fear on them. Oh my gosh, if my child's too outgoing, too personable, someone might take my child. They're putting that fear that they have on their child. And a big, big, big challenge for me, and actually one of my clients, and I'm sorry, I drank a little too much water, was that fear of, so it's basically the flight where whenever I walked and I had people coming towards me, I would look down. And of course, I'm looking down right now. If I was somewhere walking somewhere by myself downtown or something, and I saw five males coming towards me. I was tensed up, and I would look down, and oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I would be in fear mode, and I would be in both flight, okay, where can I run to? And fight mode, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to fight because of what has happened to me, because of my trauma responses. But when I started realizing, A, I know my intuition. And I fought my intuition my whole life because I think as some of my intuition told me and I did not listen. So therefore, my intuition isn't right. But now when I walk with my head up and I look and I, hi, hi. I look at everybody. I make that eye contact. Because it was one thing I learned when I did some asset protection. At one point, I wanted to be a police officer and I did some training. And it was that whenever, if people tend not to do things when eye contact is being made with them. And think about that. When you are being raped, the first thing you do is no. When you're closing your eyes and you're crying and everything like that. I don't know this for sure, and I'm not about to do anything to prove this to be real or not. But they talk about if you could remain calm and just make eye contact with them and have a conversation, that it might stop. Because it's all about having power. And I know this from moments with being physically abused, where I got to the point where I started fighting back, but I also froze and I flight. I just took it. And then I would just like cower, like I would cower. But it was also a dominance. So if I would have stood my ground and maybe looked and made eye contact, but that's something that I worked on. And now I do. I love going in places and making eye contact with people. And that is something I learned very early in life, because I did do asset protection for a short amount of time. And it was, people are most likely not to steal if they see you making eye contact and you walk up and you speak to them. Hi, how are you? So if you notice someone stealing them, you don't call them out for them, but you go up and you make eye contact with them and hi, how are you? And I realized I was able to do that comfortably. But when I was out in public, I could not do that because of my own fight or flight. And the whole point with fight or flight is because we tense the body up. We put so much tension in our body, and that's why we have ailments within our body, because we don't know how to calm the body down, to relax the body, and get out of the fight or flight response. I did not realize, I want to say, until 5 years ago, when my daughter actually pointed out that we both are always, she's always in the fight mode and I'm always in the flight mode. And to hear her say, Mom, you don't even see that you're in that, was very enlightening for me. And that's when I started really studying it. How can I stop being in that mode? Because, like I said, when I was able to do a job that required me to have eye contact and required me to do it, I did it. But when it came to me in my personal life, I couldn't do it because of fear. Because if I made eye contact with them, maybe they saw me and my lack of confidence, and they saw my insecurity. That was the word I was looking for, my insecurity. Then they might attack me. But if I look and I walk and I stand up and I'm talking with confidence and I'm making the eye contact and saying hi, they're seeing me not as a threat. They're not seeing me as anything. They're seeing me, not my fear. Not my fear. So that is one aspect of getting to know why you have it. And when you are at work, a lot of people I like to talk too, when you're at work and your boss, or even at home, if your spouse does something that gets you, ooh, so aggravating, you start tensing up. Just plant your feet on the ground, stand tall, breathe deep, exhale. I am okay. I am safe. I am fine. This is just a moment. It will pass. Why? And then sometimes you can ask yourself, and that's why I promote journaling. Why in that moment did I feel the need to be tense and in fight or flight? What was it that was said, or how was it said, that put me in that fight or flight? Because when you can recognize, that's what I talk a lot about, and that's what I did with myself, and I talk with clients, is when you can recognize when you're in these states, that's how you can start working to get yourself out of these states. Because do you really want your body all the time being in a chemical imbalance with your hypothalamus, your parasympathetic, your liver, your heart? Think about it. When we think about all these illnesses we have within our body, why do they say, oh, well, you have hypothalamus issues, or you have, your liver has got a little bit of, spots on it, or your heart is becoming a little weak or doesn't beat regularly? Could it be because we live our life in this fight or flight? And if we just took a moment to calm ourselves down, and that is why, oh, it's almost time for a break. That is why mindfulness has become such a big catalyst for ever since COVID and before then. But when COVID happened, everyone started, let's meditate, let's sit down, let's calm ourselves down. Because during even those times, we were in the fight or flight. Oh my gosh, someone cough. Let me fly. Let me flight. Or, oh my gosh, let me protect myself. And, oh, you better not give me anything. Or, we were so in that intense moment that we were making our own selves sick because we were tense. And if we just took a moment to relax, and I want to say, I think that's why a lot. Why my husband never really, he got it once, I got it once, because it's going to happen if it happens. That was our philosophy. It's going to happen if it happens. And when I got it, he never got it. And he slept in a bed with me. And when he had a bed, I never got it. Because we just kind of, it's going to happen if it happens. But we didn't put all the chemicals and we didn't tense ourselves up to invite that in our bodies. So we are going to go on our next break. And I am Sandy Byrne. Please, 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 if you have any comments or you just want to get on a 30-minute call with me, reach out to me. We can talk about this. Like I said, I don't go really into the chemical. I can go into the chemical and we can spend an hour on it. But reach out to me. You can reach out to me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com, or more response, quicker responses on my business email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. You, of course, listening to me on Inspired Choices Network. I am Sandy Burke. We are going to go to a break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Byrd, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day and taking us to bed with you. We're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Tonight's show has been all about fight or flight and how we can do things to diffuse ourselves and elevate our emotions when we're in fight or flight. And sometimes we don't even realize we are living in fight or flight every day of our life. When we get cut off and we're, that's living in fight or flight. Or we're in work and whenever we get constructive criticism and we automatically want to fight back or we want to interject, that is part of it as well. That is part of fight or flight. And it can come from, and as I already spoke about this, it can come from trauma, the big T's, but it can also just come from stress. It can come from never feeling the validation in our life, because that is a big thing when we don't. So trauma produces in our body the lack of self-esteem, the lack of self-worth, the lack of self-value, and all of that. But when we have all that, we get the fight or flight. And next week's show will be all about fawn and freeze. There's five of them. But it's getting into that. It's realizing that we don't have to live in that anymore. And there are so many steps we can take. And like I say, the biggest one, when you're in fight or flight, when you really want to go at it, if you just took a step back and went, and just breathe, you might not be in that fight or flight. Now, I'm not saying that if you had to fight for your life, don't fight for your life, just breathe and it'll be okay. It's all going to magically disappear. No, that's not what my magic wand does. But when we just get into those stages, when we want to fight or flight, when it's not necessary, when there's nothing we have to fear. Because fight or flight comes from fear. When we feel like we're going to be harmed, when we feel like we have a fear of harm, physical harm, psychological harm, and we deal a lot with that. When someone at work might say something, or our significant other, or a child, or a grandchild, or a mother, or a grandmother might say something and says, I don't know why you're doing that. And we automatically want to fight response. Why not just take a step back and go, I'm happy with what I'm doing, instead of getting yourself all tense and then being aggravated. Because when we can step back and just tell ourselves that I am fine, I am good, I am safe, it makes it so easy on our bodies. And I'm going to stop tensing up because I can already feel it in my back because I've been playing along with that. But sometimes that chemical reaction still creates it in the body. But it's the same reaction. If you fear because you have been victimized for a long part of your life and you're walking down the street, tell yourself, if you don't feel like you can make that eye contact now like I do, tell yourself, I am safe. I am fine. Because when you start looking around going, okay, where can I escape to? Where can I run to? Where can I go? You are in that fight or flight mode. That is fight or flight mode. But when you can walk straight and be, I'm good. I'm safe. I'm fine. Because when we automatically go in situations with that fear of harm, we aren't even open to the whole situation. Think about that. If you went somewhere Okay, so I'll bring up an example. Being victimized for most of my life, more privately, it's easier sometimes for me to be in crowds. So if I go, I get more in the fight or flight. If someone invites me, hey, let's go to a party, a couple of my friends are over there, they're just having a little party, just about 10 of us. Sometimes I get more in my fight or flight mode then. Why? Because when I've been victimized, it's been in smaller sectors. So sometimes then I've got to really get there, ground myself. Sandy, you're fine, you're safe. We're good. So it's that. But for me, I've never been victimized on a big scale, like being in the city or something. So for me, I can go into a big city and I feel fine. I feel comfortable because that's not where I feel harm at. But if someone invites me to a small group or small party or small something, or I'm out of town and I'm with somebody and they say, hey, a couple of friends are going to come and they end up being men. I do sometimes, I get in that, but then I'm like, you know what? I'm fine because I can walk away. Sandy, you are fine because you can walk away. You don't have to stay around people. You're fine. So that's what fight or flight is about, is recognizing when you're in that pattern and how you can just take the moment to breathe and say, you know what? I'm not going to be harmed. When you're with your significant other or a family member, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a conversation and they say something back to you, and you automatically go in that fight or flight mode, take that moment and just breathe. Why am I in this moment? And just don't react. Just have a conversation, especially if you are in the fight or flight, if you're ready to fight, because that's a lot of what my family does. Sometimes when we get together, we get to the point where it's something said, and it's like, it's almost like everyone feels like it's a physical attack on them. So they get in that fight. Oh, I'm ready to have this fight. And sometimes they'll watch me and I'm just breathing because I don't have to entertain that. I no longer have to entertain that. And I no longer want that stress on my body because when we are in that fight or flight chemical mode, like I said, it's a whole body. You get the sensations from your hypothalamus to your parasympathetic, your back, your liver, your heart, your stomach. How many of us have digestive problems because we're always living in fight or flight? Think about that. If you have many digestive issues in your body and you're in fight or flight, that is more than likely the reason you're having those major digestive issues, because you are creating that chemical to keep, you can't relax it. You can't relax your body. You're in fight or flight all the time. And then the other topics we're going to talk about, but we are about to go on our last break. But tonight, like I said, just taking the moment tonight just to breathe in the space. And allow yourself the moment to calm down. People want to sit there and say, I have a hard time meditating. It's not necessarily about sitting on the floor, having your fingers in a mudra, sitting there cross-legged if you're uncomfortable. It's just sitting there and breathing. Oh. And speaking to yourself, Sandy, we are safe. We are fine. We are okay. And then when you continue to do that, you will notice that you are no longer in that fight or flight all the time. And your body will relax. The ailments, when you feel like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders start to relax. And then there's not all that tension, because that's one of the things too. And our back doesn't have that, have that feeling, or our legs. Because sometimes when you are in fight or flight, for a lot of people, you get to the point your body has more of that reaction than your mind does. So let's say every single time you go to work, and you're always in fight or flight. When you walk in, your legs feel heavy. You sit in your chair, or maybe you don't sit, maybe you walk around. And then all of a sudden, you're feeling your back is hurting. You're like, gosh, it's the floors. It's these awful floors. No, it's because you are in that fight or flight mode all day, because you're anticipating, you're fearing something's going to happen that sometimes doesn't happen. And that's why, if you're standing up, just take that moment, take in that breath, talk to yourself. I have seen many people, when I do it, where I've been somewhere and maybe it's a networking group and I said something that I didn't like what I said, or I did a pitch that I didn't like, and I get into that, oh, I'm in the flight mode. Oh no, why did I say it like that? Oh my gosh. I'll sit there and I won't close my eyes, but I'll just stare off into stare in front of me and talk to myself. Sandy, it's okay. And I just have a conversation with myself, and I calm myself down. Because have you ever been somewhere where you might have spoke up, or you're in a team meeting and you speak up, and then you go to get up and you're like, oh my gosh, my back hurts. That's because you were in that fight or flight mode. So we are going on our last break. And of course, you have been listening to me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator, on Inspired Choices Network. Like I said, reach out to me. You can reach out to me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com, or my business email, which is sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And next week's show is going to be Freeze or Fawn with me. So we're going to go to our break. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you a couple of more techniques for flight or fright, fight or flight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Of course, I've been talking about fight or flight and how it affects our whole body. It affects every part of our body. It starts with the brain and works all the way down through our whole body, through our lymphatic system too. I didn't even mention that. Our hypothalamus, our parasympathetic, our lymphatic system, our digestive system, our liver, our heart, every part of our body. And most of the time we feel the pain within our back, the weight of the shoulders, is because we are in that mode of fight or flight. Our lower back is where we hold off our trauma. And fight or flight has to do with fear, and normally that has to do with trauma. And like I started saying in the beginning of the show, that trauma does not have to be you were victimized as a child, you were raped, incest, beaten, any of that. It can be as simple as, and this is how I started out my show, was that child that you see sometimes in a store, anywhere, and they're always like, and they want to talk to everybody, and they're so bubbly and happy. And then a parent, a grandparent, or someone says, basically kind of tells them, stop. People don't want to hear you. It's already telling them and giving them that fight or flight. So they're like, oh my gosh, I can't talk to people, and da 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 da. Or when we start thinking about stranger danger with our children, we sometimes start when they are not emotionally ready to handle that. It's about having the emotional capacity to realize that some of the reasons we say this is for your benefit and explaining it to them. But one of the things that I want to talk about, if you deal with fight or flight, and I waited for this to the end, so you had to watch or you got to listen till the end, is the five fines. Whenever you feel like you are in a big fight or flight, like right now I'm fighting time, I've got only a couple minutes left, so I'm fighting time, but it's taking the moment, and you just five things you could find. And I always keep this close by, and five things. So you start, find five things you can see. Find four things you can touch. Find three things you can hear. Find two things you can smell. One thing you can taste. And what that is that slows your body down. So just think about that. Take the moment. Five things I can see. I can see. I mean, if you could see in front of me in my office, I have signs that say, be kind. My mission is to heal my mind with wisdom and to infuse my body with love. And I have a thing about my laughter yoga up there, all about very good, very good. Yay. So it's those are five things. And then five things I can touch. I can touch how soft my shirt is. Wow, that makes me feel good. I can touch how soft the pants are that I'm wearing. That makes me feel good. And you're breathing into it. Take that moment to breathe in it. And then hear. What do I hear? I hear the dog on the other side of the door wanting me to hurry up and finish because he wants me to come out and go to bed so he can go to bed. I hear, ooh, I hear a little bit of a breeze. I hear that outside. Hear rain. Sometimes rain is very soothing if you hear it. Two things I can smell. I can smell the scents in my office that I burn in my office. Ooh, I can smell the fresh air. One thing I can taste. I can taste something sweet right now. But that's what I'm talking about. Take the moment to kind of spend a moment. If you're always in the fight or flight, and like next week's show is freeze or fawn. And in the next two, we're going to go into those two. And I'm just going to keep grounding you and teaching you how to ground yourself when you're in this. And when you have to be in fight or flight, you have to be in fight or flight. But when you don't, how to take the body back down to not being in the fight or flight mode? Like just elevating yourself, breathing. I am safe. I am okay. My show was great, and I am fine. So, again, I am Sandy Berg. Reach out to me. SandyBergCoach@gmail.com, Sandy at Emotional Elevator. We can book, reach out to me. I can book a 30-minute call if you want to venture into fight or flight and just talk about fight or flight if you don't understand how to regulate yourself through fight or flight. But thank you for joining me tonight. This has been great on Emotional Elevator. I am Sandy Berg. This is Inspired Choices Network. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.